This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:11. You're listening to Lynn on the Evening Edition, and we're now moving on to whether working from home is entirely overrated. So this is coming from a New York Times article that re-examines the work from home arrangements that have cropped up due to COVID-19, along with the entire idea of working from home in the first place. So I think for a very long time now, it's been thought that working from home, or not having to work in an open office, not having to deal with, I guess, all the daily issues that can crop up when you cram a bunch of people into a space, has been thought of as a great thing. This idea that you can work on your own time, you can cook your own meals, you can do all that. But to sum it up, the article says that while there are studies that show that people who work from home tend to be more productive, there are also downsides, surprise, surprise. So one of it is that sometimes people get so productive that the line between home and work hours get blurred. They also miss out on the social elements that you find in an office. Simple things here like conversations by the proverbial water cooler, sharing a pantry or an elevator, and having conversations, having ideas sparking off from those conversations. And there are a few things that can take a hit, obviously, from this lack of contact. The biggest of which is probably loneliness, a sense of isolation, a sense of not having enough of those daily conversations. And that can affect our ability to think creatively and problem solve, since you don't have people around you to bounce ideas off of. There's nobody sitting next to you that you can just turn to and say, hey, so this thing that I'm thinking about, what's your take? And it's an interesting time to be discussing this, because a lot of companies right now are essentially being forced to consider working from home, which also means that a lot of us don't have a lot of practice with it, and our companies aren't necessarily set up to support us in that. And interestingly, in the article, they do actually talk about how for companies that do a lot of remote working, they encourage their employees to have social interactions other ways. For example, they ask you to schedule video calls with colleagues that you don't know very well that are supposed to be purely social setups, which to me honestly sounds like hell, but I don't know. Maybe it's important in order to build that sense of cohesion, that sense of being a part of something bigger than yourself, which is an important thing when you're trying to work in a company. So we've long talked about the benefits of working from home. Now there's this article that suggests maybe it isn't all it's cracked up to be. So we thought today we're going to flip it a little bit and talk about the benefits that can come from working in an office. Would like to hear from you though. I mean, what are you currently working from home, for example? Does any of this reflect how you're feeling? Or are you one of those people who actually really, really loves your office? Either way, let us know. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we're joined on the line by Elaine Fernandez, head of the Department of Psychology at Help University. Elaine, thank you so much for joining us. So we always talk about the benefits of remote working. Have we been romanticizing the idea of working from home too much?
I think yes, to some extent, because obviously the idea of getting up really early in the morning, heading out in rush hours, go somewhere for 8 hours and then coming back again in rush hour, I think that can kind of take a toll on people. So when people are tired, they always like to think about what the alternative would be. Wouldn't it be nice if I could, you know, arrange my schedule around my own time, when I want to wake up, when I want to get this and that done. So yeah, obviously if people are in, you know, your regular 9-to-5 jobs and so on, there is a tendency to think about the other side as being greener, you know. But obviously there are benefits to working from home. It's just that, like with anything else, there are also cons to it.
So before we do get into the negatives, what would you say are the major plus points of working from home?
Okay, so when you work from home, it obviously means that the person is able to organize their schedule around what's going to make them the most productive. It also allows for fewer distractions, because, you know, sometimes in an office environment, when something happens, people tend to want to know what's going on, so you can get derailed away from what you're doing when there are other people around. Also, it just means that people are able to work according to their own preferred pace. So in a sense, if somebody, say, not really a morning person that can work through the night, for example, then they're able to do that without having a 9-to-5 schedule sort of imposed on them. Or say, I know that I have a mid-afternoon slump, so I make sure that I'm working well into the night or very early in the morning, and then in the afternoon is when I take a break, which is not really very possible if you're in an office environment. So there's a lot of room for customizing the way you work. It also means you save quite a bit of money and time from things like commuting, from having to eat out. So that there are also those benefits as well. So it helps the individual calibrate really how much they're able to spend in a month and how much time is actually wasted traveling from the house to the office. I think for a lot of people that is quite a bit of time, sometimes up to 4 hours a day. So there is that added benefit as well.
And let's get into this. Are there things that we do take for granted when we're at the office? What do we lose when we work in isolation?
I think human beings are naturally social creatures. So definitely isolating ourselves from each other, we lose at the very basic level of human interaction. So things like social support, people to engage with on a regular basis, we lose the opportunity to test our ideas, our thoughts out against each other. You know, so we do a lot of things like social comparison processes, for example, where when we look at somebody maybe working a bit harder, we might push ourselves a bit harder. Or if, let's say, we have an idea that we're not sure is very valid, we have maybe 5 or 6 other people around us where we can sort of bounce that idea off. So we lose quick access, at least, to those sorts of engagements. And also sort of the implicit motivation processes around us when we see that, okay, other people are also working, they're pulling together towards something. So all of that does actually contribute to helping people stay motivated, stay on target, and so on. Also, when you're working from home, for example, it really requires the individual to exercise a high level of discipline, and therefore a lot more regulatory effort goes into making sure that they are doing what they need to do when they need to do it. So some people are naturally better at this than others, so they're quite organized, they know how to prioritize their discipline. But if an individual is not really all that disciplined, you can really fall into the trap of potentially having things back up because it's not organized your time well and you spent it procrastinating or doing other things. Also, when you're in an office environment or when you're around other people, the opportunity for sort of spontaneous interactions where, you know, you might bring up an issue that somebody else didn't see or didn't notice and people go, oh, okay, I didn't notice that happened, but yeah, you're right, we might need to do something about this. And it allows for very dynamic changes to happen. The fact that we're around other people really just gives us the opportunity to gain access to multiple perspectives easily. And also the social support element is really, really important because when you're going through something at the office, there's usually at least one other person that you can kind of talk to or, you know, go out for a coffee with to gain some emotional support sometimes. But when you're alone and something happens, that can really pile up for some people.
So do you think that there is some sort of middle ground that can be achieved in terms of getting the best of both worlds?
Well, I think some companies already sort of do practice things like, well, again, just a caveat that not all industries are going to be able to do this. I mean, if you're talking service industry and so on, it's very difficult for them to work from home when they're supposed to be, you know, providing services. But if you're talking about office environments and so on where some work can actually be done remotely, it might be an idea for that to be an option to people where if they don't have meetings or they don't have things scheduled for the day, they can choose to work from home or they can choose to work in the office. As long as things are getting done by the deadline, it might be a good idea to give people a little bit more flexibility in terms of where they work, because then it will help with things like, you know, people taking leave for an errand that only requires an hour, but then they take leave for half a day, for example. And therefore, because they're on leave, they're not going to work. But if they're allowed to schedule, say, running an errand into that work day without there being questions asked, as long as they're doing their work on time, then really you're saving maybe 2-3 hours of actual work time that the person could then engage in after they've gone to the bank, for example. So there is some benefit, I think, to allowing flexibility into people's work schedules where it's possible. But obviously the caveat is it's not really an option for every single industry. But I think organizations maybe can think about what impact giving people more flexibility at least could have in terms of their productivity.
Right. And, you know, several companies have now started to engage in these work from home programs because of the COVID situation. What advice would you have for people who are at home and starting to perhaps feel a bit of cabin fever from working remotely?
Okay, so I'm assuming this question is about people who have an imposed work from home situation where they're not really allowed to leave, because there will be completely different answers there. Because if it's not an imposed work from home, meaning it's not a quarantine situation, you can still sort of ensure that you go out and, you know, make sure that you're scheduling, you know, coffees or drinks or dinners with people, your friends, your colleagues outside of work. So ensure that there is some social activity or that you're going out and you're not just staying in the house. But if it's a quarantine situation, then some things to think about doing might be to, I mean, if it's scheduled virtual meetups, so we've got a lot of good technology now that will allow you to talk to like many people at once. So that could be one way of getting around the quarantine to at least be able to talk to people. But also thinking about maybe changing up your routine in the house, doing things differently. Some people, you know, think about getting a hobby, learning something new. Thankfully, they're in the age of MOOCs, so there's a lot to learn online, getting a new skill while you're at home that's completely different from what you're doing at work, for example. So if you're sort of working in communications, maybe doing something along the lines of, you know, AI or learning something in that area, or even, you know, drama, writing, there's so many different things, cooking, just finding something that's different from what you're normally doing and focusing some energy on exploring that and developing that. This is in a situation where you're not actually allowed to leave the house. It's not ideal, especially if you can't meet other people, but that would be some ways of changing things up so that you're not in the same routine day in and day out, and therefore getting more and more frustrated and bored because of that.
Mm. Elaine, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Elaine Fernandez, head of the Department of Psychology at Help University, talking about managing the potential downsides of working from home. Now, if you want to weigh in, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, we do have, I think, Renee on the line with us. Renee, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Hi, good evening. I'm working as a government servant. I believe that this idea has been mooted for some of the government before in Ministry of Work, but it has not been applied because I think maybe the practicality of it. But to think about it now, I would say that it is possible to increase the to develop the flexible working from home, maybe 2 out of 5 days, and maybe not all civil servants that can apply this, maybe for architect or draftsman or dual working arrangement. I think that's a way forward. And in terms of COVID-19 that is happening, obviously not all occupations that can allow their staff to work from home. But in banks, I would say that it's been applied and it has good results, so why don't it can be continued here?
Cool. Renee, thank you so much for calling. And that actually matches up with something that came through from the article where they spoke to Google's former top HR officer who said that according to their research, apparently the ideal amount of work from home time is about 1.5 days per week. So actually Renee's suggestion of 2 out of 5 days matches that pretty closely because that balances the ability for you to have social time to grab those coffees, have those conversations, but also be able to have quiet time to do deep focused work. Now on the messages, we also have this from Daniel who says, Apart from the benefits or drawbacks of working from home, the important thing is the nature of the job itself. For instance, the mechanics might need to be in a workplace physically, but teachers might be able to use online tools. Some say good, some say no when it comes to working from home. So why don't we focus on the nature of the job instead? If you can make it from home, why not? And that, I think, also speaks to whether or not we lose anything from doing it from home, whether or not there's enough in place to support you. Because I think just because you can doesn't mean that it's ideal, although I do see where you're coming from. Now, Victor says, with high-speed broadband widely available, what's stopping companies to provide a continuous live video stream of employees, making them be in the office during working hours? So no more having breakfast or being dressed in your pajamas. It's like going to the office, except that you're not there physically, like taking the blue pill and waking up in the Matrix. I don't know. When I hear live stream, I think about, do you guys remember that there was one a couple of years ago where they had a continuous 24-hour live stream of puppies and everybody just got really hooked on watching those puppies grow for a while? The idea of transposing that into just looking at one office is somewhat depressing, but yes, I see why managers might enjoy that. And then Issa Hamdu says, my company allows, or at least my team, to work from home about 2 days a week. Personally, my productivity is not only enhanced, but it motivates staff. We have no issues having meetings via Skype. It's the way to go. Not 365 days, but few days a week or a month is key. Socializing isn't an issue in this case. And yes, outside of the COVID-19 situation where most people, I think, are now, you know, you are actually separated for a significant amount of time, this idea of having 2 out of 5 days, I think, is a very tempting one. And that idea of being able to, say, have a dedicated 8 hours uninterrupted to work on difficult projects and also come into work and have that kind of problem-solving conversations, it is quite lovely. Now, lastly, we do have Jessica saying, working from home needs tons of discipline and good commitment. Otherwise, it's just a waste of time. The work environment isn't there as well. So, yeah, a mixed bag. Let us know what you think. Are you currently working from home? Have you ever? How did you find that whole experience? You can call 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be back with a little replay from our archives after the 7:30 news. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.